God is great and greatly to be praised. Surely the Lord is in this house. And we expect it, but we don't take it for granted. We appreciate the touch of God. And we are availing ourselves tonight completely and fully. Presence of God, the will of God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is always in sync with God's will. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Amen. I believe that we have walked in the will of God thus far tonight, and I intend to keep doing it. How about you? Amen. I want to give the Lord praise tonight. Sister Howard's surgery was early this morning, and according to the surgeon's report, her shoulder was more repairable than they thought it would be. And according to the medical opinion, there's a good chance for a good recovery, and we're thankful for that. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to express that to the Lord and thank God for touching our First Lady tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a successful surgery. God, thank you for minimal complications. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, God. Amen, amen, amen. As you're standing tonight, I'm reading from Joel, the second chapter, and also Amos, the ninth chapter. Encourage you to keep holding up Sister Howard in your prayer. And the God that can help a surgery be successful can certainly minimize the recovery time and minimize the pain and all that is associated with this. As you're turning to Joel chapter 2, we are quickly approaching the turning of the year. And this Saturday, we'll begin our week of prayer and fasting. And we encourage as many as possibly can, if you're physically able, to fast at least 3 days from Saturday to Saturday. Several of us, with the help of the Lord, will be going all week. There's absolutely no pressure, but we do want to pursue after the things that God has revealed to us that He wants to do in this place. Again, we know that it takes more than God wanting it to happen. Amen. There's a lot of things that would be in existence now and presently if it was just what God wanted. And so we want, again, to pursue after these things that God has revealed to us. And beginning on Monday evening, the church will be open from 6 to 10. There will be an usher in the foyer, keeping everything safe, keeping an eye on things. And so we encourage you to come by the church and pray Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. The only difference that there might be in that, our prayer service on Tuesday could be just the normal, and that will be announced. But at least on Monday and Thursday and Friday, the church will be open from 6 to 10. Of course, we're going to have great church on Sunday and great church next Wednesday. I'm excited about what lies ahead for Tulsa Lighthouse Church. And I have mixed emotions when it comes to 2020. It has been a very inconvenient season for the flesh, but it's been a very challenging season for the spirit. There's been a lot of promises and prophecies, gifts of the Spirit, great touches of God in this last year. And for the better part of half of this year, we've been in revival. Earlier in the year, a few months with evangelist Matt Watson, and then here recently with evangelist Andrew Howard. And thank God for what he has done during all of this time. Thank God for his keeping power, his healing power, all the miracles that God has done. I know we can look back on 2020 and in a purely physical human standpoint, we're glad to see it go. And but in a spiritual standpoint, We want to build on what God has done. And we fully intend for 2021 to be the best year that Tulsa Lighthouse Church has ever, ever, ever had. And I believe that that's the will of God for every year going forward. Every month, every week, just God doing great and greater things. Amen. So let's be preparing for these things. I know many of you have family plans for the turning of the year. We want you to have a good time, but we don't want to lose our focus. Joel chapter 2, beginning in verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. And this is why, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. Everything that God has done in the past is considered moderate. And he will, the future, he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. You're going to get more in the future than you had in the past. This is the result of this blessing and this revival. The floors shall be full of wheat. The fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the pommel worm. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. Amos chapter 9. Again, the prophet is looking into the future and speaking on God's behalf. Verse 11 of Amos 9, and in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen, close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman, I want you to picture this, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. In other words, it's taking so long to gather in what has been provided. It's time to start planting as soon as we finish gathering in the harvest. It's not that we don't have enough help. It's that we have so much to do that by the time we get it done, it's time to plant again. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amen. Is that encouraging news tonight? Amen. I believe every word that I have read tonight. I know that there was a physical fulfillment of this for physical Israel. Amen. But I still believe that the word that was written for us upon whom the ends of the world are come. And there is a spiritual application for Tulsa Lighthouse Church and for the work of God in the end of 2020 going into 2021. Amen. From these settings of scripture, want to minister the word of the Lord tonight from this subject, a new normal. Amen. Would you lift up your hands with me tonight? Would you open up your heart and let's praise the name of the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Oh, we feel your touch tonight, God. Oh, we feel your mighty hand. We glorify the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify the name of the Lord. Let your glory fall in this house tonight, Jesus. Oh, help us to be in tune and in step with your will tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Lord bless you. When we hear these three words, a new normal, most of us probably don't initially think positive thoughts. And this is very understandable given the current state of affairs in the world at this present time. We've heard things like this said often of late. Things will never be normal again. We understand what that means. As we have been reminded recently, we are living in the reality of the last days. I noticed a couple of headlines this morning as I opened up the news app on my phone. I saw where in Colorado a mutation of the coronavirus has been detected. In other words, before we can even get a cure for this one, it's already mutated. And there's something else cropping up that's going to have a cure. I saw where our president-elect is predicting that COVID-19 vaccines could take years to distribute instead of months. And we have become, in a lot of ways, calloused to these things because it seems that every day there's something else to be concerned about. Every day there's another mandate. Every day there's another crisis. Every day there's something else to be concerned about. I want us to think about just this last year. From this time last year, putting ourselves toward the end of December in 2019, there are things that are normal now that would have been abnormal then. Just standing here in the pulpit, it's normal for our sanctuary doors to be standing wide open now. But it was abnormal a year ago. I see sanitizing stations posted here and there. A year ago, that was abnormal. What are these for? What's the big deal? Now it's just normal. Amen. Walking around town and going into businesses and everybody wearing masks. That's normal now. I don't like it. I hate it that that's normal. But a year ago, it wasn't normal. Normal has changed. Physically, fiscally, socially, we are living in a new normal. Amen. Amen. Normal is not what normal used to be. I've not come to get us down in the molly grubs tonight. I'm just helping you understand that normal is not always consistent. Only God knows what lies ahead for our nation and our world. Only God knows what the world will look like if he tarries his coming this time next year. Only God knows the financial status of our nation and the political landscape and all these things. Only God knows what lies ahead. There's a lot of things about this present day that I don't know, but I do know something for certain. I do know it's the will of God for us to focus more on the kingdom of God than on the than and less on ourselves. It is the will of God for us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. It is the will of God for us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh in the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's the will of God to keep praying according to the words of Jesus Christ. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I know that it's inconvenient. I know there's a lot of things to worry about, but I know whom I have believed. And I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I feel his holy hand in this house right now. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord and shout unto God? Hallelujah. Come on, let's get over ourselves once and for all and stop making the focus of our lives our convenience and our pleasure and our desire and our selfish desires. And let's put our desire in the hand of God and seek first the kingdom of God. Let it be said of Tulsa Lighthouse Church that they've never been more in tune with the will of God than they are presently. Let it be said of this assembly that the will of God means more to that church than the will of the man, the will of themselves ever has. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The last days are characterized by things contrary to the comfort of the flesh. Why are we surprised? Why do we wring our hands? We are witnessing the fulfillment of prophecy. The Word of God is being confirmed all around us. My flesh doesn't like it, but my spirit rises up in me. Because that's not the only thing the Bible has to say about the last days. I know it's going to be hard for the flesh. And nobody's flesh likes it when it's hard. But it seems that, amen, how it is in the kingdom. The harder it is on the flesh, the better it is in the spirit. Amen, amen. I realize that a lot of things that we're seeing that's hard and it's contrary to the comfort of our humanity. But that's not all that characterizes the last days. Amen. In Acts the 2nd chapter, the Bible said Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, sin is but the third hour of the day. But this is that that was spoken by the prophet Joel." And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Woo!
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost anointing on me right now. Amen. I know in the last days there's perilous times. I know in the last days there's wars and rumors of wars. I know in the last days there's earthquakes in diverse places. I know in the last days, amen, there's nations rising up against nation. But I also know in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. Amen. You can stick your head in the sand. Amen. And hope the world changes and it gets better. Amen. But you're going to be down in the sand for a long time. Why don't you get your head up out of the sand and lift your eyes unto God and let's have a revival. Huh. Jesus specializes in new normals. I mean, let's just use good old common sense. If we're going to have a new normal in the flesh, then bless your heart, let's have a new normal in the spirit. If we're going to accept all the abnormalities that are becoming normalities in the world, then that's not, if you're going to accept all that, then why not accept the spiritual power and blessing and anointing that goes along with the same time? Well, Bible speaks in the Gospels of a man whose normal was not a pretty picture. As a matter of fact, everybody around him feared him. Kids ran and hide when they heard him. And the countryside was affected by his presence. He was full of demonic spirits. The Bible said he ran unclothed and screaming among the tombs. That was normal for him. That was his normal. Cutting himself with stones, screaming, breaking chains, running the hills and hiding in the graveyards. That was normal for him. But Jesus says, I've got a new normal for you. Amen. And one conversation and one exposure to God, and that same man who was unclothed and screaming is now clothed and in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus. I'm talking about a new normal. What was normal yesterday is not normal anymore. Amen. Bondage was normal, but now bondage is abnormal. Addiction was normal, but now addiction is abnormal. Crazy thinking was normal. Oh, come on. There's some testimonies in this house. Come on, you remember what normal used to be for you. Amen. It was normal for you to wake up and not know where you were. It was normal for you to wake up and not remember what happened. It was normal for you to go to bed and hope maybe I won't even wake up because I'm tired of this kind of life. But now normal has changed because my Bible declares if any man... If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, it was normal for him to sit on the highway side and beg. But he gets asked a question from the Lord, what would you have me do for you? And now he's got a new normal. Now his eyes are open, and the Bible says he followed Jesus in the way. I'm going to tell somebody here right now. Normal doesn't have to be sitting on the sidelines watching revival go by. I'm off my notes, but I feel like I'm in the Holy Ghost for some folks here tonight. I'm going to say that again. Normal doesn't have to be no spiritual sight. Normal doesn't have to be depending on everybody else around you, amen, so you'll know what's going on. Normal doesn't have to be somebody has to tell me that Jesus is here before I know he's around. That was normal for him. And if that's normal for you, I'm preaching about a new normal. Amen. If you want it bad enough, you can have it. You can lift up your voice and you can get his attention. You can put yourself out. Amen. Go beyond being embarrassed. Go beyond public opinion. Go beyond peer pressure. Who cares what anybody else thinks? The only one I'm concerned about is the one walking by. And it'll keep walking by if I keep my trap shut. Woo! I refuse to sit on the sidelines and watch. Excuse me, I refuse to sit here and listen to revival go by. No, I'm reaching for a new normal. I'm not going to sit here and listen. Amen. Listen to it go by. I want to get my eyes opened and I'm going to join the parade. I'm not going to sit here begging. I'm going to get a miracle and my eyes are going to be opened and I'm going to follow Jesus in the way. There's nowhere else I like feeling the anointing than in this pulpit. And I feel it right now. Is there somebody ready to get on board? Is there somebody ready to get in step with the master? Is there somebody ready to join the revival parade? The examples are numerous, but you know, that was what Jesus did. He provided new normals. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is a messianic prophecy. This is what I'm reading from Isaiah, but this is what Jesus read in Luke 4 when they gave him the book to read in the synagogue that day. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Notice this. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. New normal. The brokenhearted has been mended. Normal is not what it was. Normal was brokenhearted. Now I'm healed. I've got a new normal. To proclaim liberty to the captives. New normal. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. Somebody shout, new normal. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. Shout it again. New normal. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You want to look down through here. This is not a pretty picture. Brokenhearted. Captive. Bound, mourning, ashes, mourning, heaviness. No thank you. But let's be honest with ourselves. That's America in 2020. It's inconvenient. It's troublesome. It's depressing. And it's the new normal. physically, socially, economically. It's the new normal.
This is not a political forum, but anybody with half a brain inside their head knows that the government can't afford to write more checks, but they're going to write them anyway. I mean, good bookkeeping says if the balance says minus and you write a check, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come back. It's going to bounce. Insufficient funds. But the new normal says it don't matter if we don't have no money. What's another $1 trillion? Republicans, Democrats, it don't matter. We ain't got no money. We'll just borrow some more from wherever. We'll just print some more. Easy come, easy go. The new normal. It's depressing. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. I'm feeling a little bit reckless right now. I'm almost to the point of daring somebody to go to your bank and say, President Trump can do it. Why can't I do it? Uncle Sam can do it. Yeah, I don't. I love you too much to dare you to do that. Because I know some of you probably would take me up on it. And I know you good enough to know that you'd get upset at me and blame me. And lose out with God over it. So I won't do it. I won't dare you to do that. But this characterizes and defines our present day. But the Lord said, there's an anointing for that time. And for the brokenhearted, I can bind that up. To the captive, I've got some liberty. To those that are bound, I can open up the prison. To those that are mourned, I've got some comfort. Woo! To those that are down to ashes, amen, just give me your ashes and I'll give you beauty. If all you have is a heavy heart, amen, all you have is a heavy spirit, I'll give you oil of joy. Woo! I've got a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Amen. They shall build up the old waste places, a new normal. They shall raise up the former desolations, a new normal. They shall repair the waste cities, a new normal. The desolations of many generations. It doesn't matter how bad it is and how long it's been bad. This may go back generations, but a new normal says it doesn't matter how long it's been so bad. It's about to get better. Amen. Prophet Haggai speaks of the latter and the former. He's speaking of a physical temple. And he says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. It won't be as opulent. It won't be as impressive. It won't be as ornate. But it's going to have more glory in it. Because the temple that the latter house that he's talking about was the temple that Joseph and Mary would bring Jesus to be dedicated. Prophecy would be fulfilled in the latter house. Heaven would come down in greater measures in the latter house. It's been grand. It's been glorious. But there's a new normal on the way. And no matter how grand and glorious it's been, it's going to be even better. Fear not, O land. Joel says in our text, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. I'm not preaching revival someday. I'm not preaching revival future. But I'm preaching, amen, a new normal right now.
Amen. We have too many promises. We have too many prophecies. Amen. I was reminded as I was preparing to preach this tonight. It hasn't been that long ago that God spoke to this church through the gifts of the Spirit along these lines. That He's not just a God that gives promises, but He's also a God that anoints His people to experience His promises and to see the vision fulfilled. He's not just a God that dangles it in front of you like a carrot on a string, but He's a God that gives you what it takes to make the promise a reality. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And the words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Clap your hands again unto the Lord in Jesus' name. I'm not trying to hype you up. I'm trying to preach the will of God. The will of God is a new normal at Tulsa Lighthouse Church. The will of God is a new normal in our prayer, a new normal in our worship, a new normal in our response, a new normal in our desire, a new normal in our burden, a new normal in our evangelism. I'm not degrading the past. But you know as well as I that the future is going to be glorious. The future is going to be more glorious than the past. And we know the promises and prophecies of a far more glorious future. And again, it's not just what God wants or it already happened. It would already be if it was just God's desire we're talking about. But He's the God that gives the promise, and He's the God that anoints His people to experience it. And if the future is more glorious than the past, then something's got to happen in the present. Or the future will be just like the past. And so, the old normal won't bring a new revival. I'm glad for how you've prayed and worshiped. I'm glad for the hunger that you've expressed, and that's God is here. But you can't put it in neutral. You can't just coast through the intersection. No, we got to keep pushing and keep praying and keep fasting and keep believing. Well, Brother Walter, that's inconvenient. That's right, it is. Join the crowd. Amen. My flesh doesn't like it either, but my spirit craves it. And I believe if you would give your spirit a vote, amen, our flesh would be outvoted tonight. Oh my God, I found myself praying things like this lately. God, it doesn't matter what it takes, it's worth it. It doesn't matter what it costs, it's worth it. Amen. Some say, well, it's easier to have revival other places than it is here in Tulsa. Oh, well, if it's harder to have revival in Tulsa, if it costs more to have revival, then we're going to pay more. If it takes more prayer, then bless your heart, we'll pray more. If it takes more fasting, we'll fast more. It does. Who cares what it costs? Amen. What matters is when I get what I pay for, I always get a bargain. Oh, in the name of the Lord, rejoice in the Lord your God. He's given the former rain moderately. But what's coming is not moderate. What's on the way is not moderate. I don't want to be overly repetitious, but you just got to understand. You don't get abundant rain with moderate prayer. You don't get abundant revival with moderate effort. You reap what you sow. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow abundantly, you reap abundantly. In other words, the more you give and the harder you work, the more God does in return. We want to get spiritual, and we want the gifts of the Spirit to operate, and we want a fresh prophecy about revival. But don't get up and preach to me about what it's going to require of me. Amen. I'm not trying to put a damper on this, but you know as well as I do, revival's not cheap. But you know, whatever it costs, it's worth it. And there may have been a point in time in the history of Tulsa Lighthouse Church that those that didn't want to pay the price outnumbered those that did. But I'm glad to announce tonight those that are willing to pay the price far outnumber those that don't want it bad enough to do anything about it. If we've got to have more than 1 week of prayer and fasting, so be it. Hallelujah. If we've got to keep the church open multiple times a week for prayer, I don't care what it takes. Lead us, Holy Ghost. Give us what we need. Open the door of utterance. Show us the entrance to this city, and we'll walk through it. Come on, if this is moderate, what about an abundance? I'm fully persuaded. Stand with me, music come please. I'm fully persuaded that we can have a net increase in 2021 of 100 souls. I'm fully persuaded. I will not be surprised a year from now if I look out across this congregation. We might could fit 100 more in here without chairs, but not comfortably. Brother Waldrop, you're just dreaming. Well, come on in. The water's fine. Why don't you dream with me? It was our man of God that said, I believe that can happen. I don't know that there's ever been, if there's been one, just not very many years in this church's history where the church has grown by 100 in 1 year. I know timing is involved. I know the will of God. I know a lot of that. But I also know it doesn't just happen. Hear Brother Waldrop tonight. We don't just ease in at 7:15 and sit down and cross our arms and look around and have revival. It don't happen. Revival doesn't happen. Churches die that way. Amen. When it's time to pray, we're on time for prayer. And we're praying. Sometimes it's loud and sometimes it's not, but we're praying. We're in tune with it. Sometimes it's travail. Sometimes it's worship. Sometimes it's praise. Sometimes it's exuberation. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's burden. Sometimes it's faith. But we're in the Spirit. If we want abundance, we're going to have to give abundantly. Whoa, we have an abundance of prophecy. We have an abundance of promise. We have an abundance of desire from God. Amen. I say it's time. Amen. I say it's past time. And I believe that there's some folks here tonight. You're saying, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to do whatever. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. I just want an abundance of harvest. I want the vats to overflow. Come on. Amen. It's normal for folks to get the Holy Ghost every time we have a service. It's normal for people to pray through in pre-service prayer in an apostolic church. That's not strange. That's not weird. That's normal. It's normal for divine healing to flow during the worship service. But Brother Walter, that doesn't happen all the time. I'm talking about a new normal. Not hype. Not empty noise. Not human emotion. But spiritual zeal and desire. This says it can happen. This is not Brother Waldrop. This is thus saith the word of the Lord. I've given the former rain moderately. But what's on the way is not moderate. And this is what's going to happen. There's going to be an overflowing. There's not just going to be an overflowing. There's going to be a restoration. Things that we've lost through the years. Somebody pray with me right now. Before we can get a group of new converts to the newcomers course, we've already got another one ready to go. The plowman will overtake the reapers. This is the word of God, Tulsa Lighthouse Church. This is thus saith the word of the Lord to God's people. This is the will of God. Don't you dare accept the new normal of a modern generation and reject the new normal of end time revival. Shame on you in Jesus' name. If you accept the new normal of COVID and pandemic, social distancing, sanitizing stations, but you reject a new normal of end time harvest, apostolic revival, extraordinary sacrifice and effort and extreme spiritual passion. Don't accept one and reject the other. Because I read in this book, with rare, if any, exception, the harder it was on the flesh, the better it was for the kingdom. Every time. Every time the flesh was inconvenienced, the church expanded. Every time persecution arose, revival broke out. Every time. I'm Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why would he let that be recorded in the book of Acts and then the rules change now? It happened to them, but it was written for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Would you lift your hands right now? Let's obey the Holy Ghost together. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, our faith is stirred up tonight. Oh, Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Come on, let's obey the Holy Ghost. Let's walk in the Spirit together. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm encouraging you. Amen. Open up your spirit right now. Hallelujah. Say what you feel like saying. Pray. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. Amen. Anoint you to pray right now. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, it's the will of God. It's the will of God. It's the will of God. It's the will of God concerning His people. It's the will of God for His people everywhere. The day has come, saith the Lord, that I will do a new thing in the midst of my people. I am desirous of doing things that you have never seen done before. If you will give a new effort, if you will express a new desire, if you will put forth new zeal, then I will do the new thing that I desire to do in the midst of my people. Oh God. Ilo Moshea Tandala Bakatala Bahai. Ilo Moshandala Makia Tandala Bahoshakata. Sende Moriandala Bakaye Teomoshata. Hey, 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 hey. My God, my God, my God, my God. Yes, no, 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 Hallelujah. Come on, does the Holy Ghost have any takers tonight? Come on, something that's never happened before has my attention. Something never yet experienced has my attention. a level and degree of revival that we've never witnessed has my attention. I don't care what it costs. I'm willing. It doesn't matter what it takes. It won't take too much. It doesn't matter what it costs. It won't cost too much. Yes, it'll put out my flesh, but so does this modern age. Yes, it can inconvenience my humanity, but it's already been inconvenienced. Come on, let's receive the word of the Lord tonight. My God. Oh! He hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain together. All of that and more. And God says he'll cause it to happen. I want to give him a cause tonight. Hallelujah. I want to give him a reason, Lord. Would you lift up your hands again in the house of the Lord? Let's pray, church.
In the name of Jesus, will of God be done. Hand of God. Spirit of the living God. Power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we believe you, Jesus. We believe you, Jesus.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We know enough about the kingdom of God. We know that what God has promised us is going to require more out of us. I believe our church is quickly arriving to the place. It just doesn't matter anymore what it costs. It just doesn't matter what it takes. We're going to have it. We're going to do it. Is that how you feel tonight? Let's tell the Lord about it right now. Let's tell the Lord about it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know we can't all fit up around the front, but I think it'd be good if you feel a burden and a desire for these things that God has talked to us about tonight. Amen. Make a move toward the front. Amen. Let's stake some claims in the spirit tonight. Bring your voice with you. Bring your desire with you. Bring your hunger with you to this altar tonight. Come on, we need to pray this through. Pray this in our spirit tonight.
Hallelujah.
Come on.